This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some of that bad air people breathe in the American West is imported from China. It's from a new study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. A lot of the imported pollution has been specifically identified as coming from factories in eastern China that make goods purchased by Americans, which is raising fascinating questions about who is really to blame for the pollution. Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz joins us from Shanghai. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So there was this proposition, okay, the jobs went overseas to China, but at least the pollution went to China. This study challenges that notion.
Absolutely. And that's why I think this research is so interesting. I mean, they've made connections between that very intense pollution that's being emitted in much of China and our own economic role in this very pollution, buying products made in China is not only contributing to China's dangerous air pollution problem, but while those cheap exports are being shipped over the ocean to us, above it all are clouds of pollutants that are also being exported to America.
About every 3 days, you and I do a story on this program about China pollution. And Americans may listen to this and say, well, they really need to crack down on their smokestacks. But what this report is talking about is perhaps we, U.S. consumers, need to rethink some things.
Right. And I think this helps all of us understand that China's pollution problem isn't just a China problem. It's a global problem. China often gets a lot of flack for not doing enough to clean up its environment. And I think this kind of report shows empirical evidence that this is not just about China's government being irresponsible. It's about Western companies outsourcing manufacturing, outsourcing pollution, and our own demand as consumers for cheap products, which is driving this alarming increase in carbon emissions from this part of the planet.
Marketplace's Rob Schmitz, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.